How high the moon? Oh, that's a great question. And thank you once again, Dave Brubeck. We're honoring the late jazz legend, whose music you could certainly imagine in the cabin of a charter flight to the moon someday. Yes? We could be a step closer to buying that charter flight to the moon ticket. Doug Griffith is a co-founder and member of the board of directors of Golden Spike Company. Doug, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, John. Thank you.
Now, are you actually selling tickets here? Do you have spacecraft to offer? Do you have seating arrangements that I could possibly select from on a trip to the moon? You certainly have some pretty powerful backers.
Yes, we do. And what we're doing with our public launch today is making our presence known to potential customers that we are ready to send the next human beings to the moon within the next 8 years.
So can you undercut the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and NASA and the Russian Space Agency and even the Chinese Space Agency in getting human beings and a payload onto the moon?
Well, I don't know about undercutting. We certainly could be the first to the moon relative to some of those agencies, but I don't think we are a competing organization with NASA. You know, NASA has always been designed to set its sights on bigger things. They've landed people on the moon. They're going to be focusing on asteroids, Mars, and things other than the moon. So I think what we're doing is very complementary of NASA's legacy. Neil Armstrong opened up the moon for all mankind, and that's what we're setting about to do. We're ready to open up the exploration of the moon to a much broader range of customers beyond the U.S. space program.
What do you expect them to actually do on the moon besides to jump around and plant flags, that sort of thing?
We've actually done quite a bit of analysis on what can be accomplished on the moon. Our founder is Dr. Alan Stern, who is in fact the head of science for NASA and is currently the lead investigator for the New Horizons mission that's currently on its way to Pluto. Alan and his fellow scientists are satisfied that there is a great deal of science to be accomplished on the moon, as evidenced by how many robotic missions various space agencies, including NASA, have spent and are spending to go to the moon and collect data and perform science. So there's a lot to be accomplished out there.
And are you launching from Earth, or is there some sort of intermediate capacity where you would launch from a space station, not unlike the International Space Station that's currently in orbit?
We'll be launching from Earth. And let me get into the genesis of this a little bit. You know, 2.5 years ago, a group of former Apollo and Space Shuttle NASA engineers locked themselves into a room for 5 days and said, can we take all of the technological advancements made by NASA and other space agencies over the last 5 decades of human spaceflight and combine those with the new technologies of companies like SpaceX and United Launch Alliance and come up with a much, much more affordable way of sending people to the moon than in the past? And the answer was a resounding yes, and they accomplished that through a certain architecture that is fairly reminiscent of Apollo. It would be a launch from the Earth. It could be a 2-launch or 4-launch architecture, depending on whether a current heavy lift capacity under development, such as the Falcon Heavy being developed by SpaceX, becomes operational.
Sounds great. Do you serve hot nuts there after liftoff, like in first
hot
class?
Hot nuts and a few other delicacies, sure.
Right, that will have to be sucked from a straw, to be sure. Doug Griffith, good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Doug Griffith is co-founder and member of the board of directors of the Golden Spike Company, launching today, or rolling out today, its announcement of a mission to the moon within the next 8 years or so. Thanks, Doug.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.